won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I finally did what Jeff advised. He's been yelling and screaming at me. You need some hot tea, honey, and lemon. I know that. I've used that many times. As a matter of fact, we had a listener that attended an event. Oh, man, this has been a year ago, maybe a year and a half. A gentleman up here in northern Michigan, I forget what city he's in, the name of his honey, but it was all natural clover honey that he gave me a bottle of it. It has a yellow cap. And the label that was on it, unfortunately, peeled off because a lot of the sugar went to the bottom of the honey in order to get that sugar broken up and shaken back up into the honey. I put it in a pitcher of hot water, and that did the trick. It got all the sugar loosened, and I shook it up and got it back into the honey, but unfortunately, the label peeled off. If you guys know who I'm talking about, I believe he could have been from the UP, or I believe it was, I want to say, Gaylord, the event was at, Onaway, Sheboygan. I forget where I met this man, but I wanted to talk to him about his honey, and I wanted him to be able to sell it to some of our other sponsors, provide it to them so that they could offer his honey. This is the best tasting honey I have ever tasted. And I believe clover generated honey from the bees is how he was marketing it. So if you guys know who I'm talking about, send me a text message, do some research for me. I'd greatly appreciate it because this bottle is almost gone. I've used it very sparingly because we've loved the taste of it so much, but I only used it for special occasions. Any recipes that called for honey, I went to his honey, and I don't have the label. I'm sorry. I don't even know who gave it to me. I totally forgot. Really a nice guy, listens to the show all the time. If you know who I'm talking about, text me 231-360-5140. Would love to get some more honey, buy some from him, and also promote it here on the show. This is really good stuff made right up here in northern Michigan. Again, I can't remember if he's from the UP, northern, lower. I'm not really sure. But if you guys know who I'm talking about, send me a text message. I'd greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Officer Rick, you should eat honey from hives that are area within about 50 miles of your home. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? I don't understand. You're going to have to text me and explain it better. But definitely looking for it. So if you guys know who it is I'm talking about, please send me the information. We'll greatly appreciate it. We'll get some more. We'll buy some more. And also, we'll talk about him on the show. It's great honey. I absolutely love the taste of it. Well, again, we've got more stories coming from Lansing. We're going to get into those in this second hour. We're going to talk about the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, running for governor. Well, she's got some problems. We're going to get into all this. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Buying honey within 50 miles of your home, that way you get all the good stuff for your body, all of the local allergens. Let's see. Got another text here. Where did it go? Oh, yeah. Tom and Karen Curtis bees collect local pollen, so it helps locally to support those beekeepers. Jeff says, you want to eat honey from like within a couple of counties around you, because different area bees do different things, so it would end up helping with your allergies, the allergens in your local area. Got it. Did not know that. Good stuff. So definitely try to find a beekeeper locally is bottom line what you guys are saying. I get it. So moving on. Previous segment, our pig farmer John Palmer over in Onaway, not to mention all the money that DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, has found to help cover these costs in dealing with the federal budget, big, beautiful bill that they're working on in Congress. Now, right now, it's down to 3 Republican congressmen that are having a big problem with the SALT credits, the state and local taxes. SALT taxes are extremely high in very liberal states like New York, New Jersey, and California. Along with Thomas Massey, the idiot from Kentucky that needs to be replaced. Well, here's the issue. They want the federal government, the entire country, to cover their high local taxes. State and local taxes primarily having to do with their property taxes. If they won't get a larger credit to write off on their federal income taxes, what they're paying in high state and local taxes, if they won't increase the credit, these Republicans are saying they're not going to vote for this big, beautiful bill. Well, Donald Trump met with the Republican caucus yesterday in the Capitol and basically told them face to face, I know your district. I won your district. Behind closed doors, I wouldn't be surprised that Donald Trump said, you either vote for this big, beautiful bill, or I will find somebody to run against you in your next election next year. Donald Trump was not to be messed with yesterday. Cameras showing him walking through the halls of Congress. Next to him, of course, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Well, Trump stopped to take questions from the media. And during one of those stops, he basically said, based on this news about Joe Biden's prostate cancer, he doesn't believe that Biden signed the majority of the bills that was signed, turned into laws for basically the last 2 years of his presidency. He said, I believe those bills were signed with an auto pen. This is a computerized pen that can replicate a president's signature. Donald Trump asked a very simple question that the media didn't have an answer for. Who was controlling the auto pen? Obviously, it was very liberal people signing a lot of this garbage into law. He doesn't even believe it was Joe Biden. He thinks those bills were signed with an auto pen by somebody. And he said, you folks in the media need to investigate and start asking questions about this, because obviously Biden was not mentally competent enough, did not have enough mental cognitive reasoning to be able to do what he did. So, very interesting discussion with the president, interacting with the press yesterday. Well, getting back to the state of Michigan, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson was mandated, she was forced, to create a new website that would accommodate the filing of campaign finance reports, financial disclosure statements, information about state representatives, state senators, and candidates running for office. Why? Well, because of Proposal 1 of 2022, which changed our term limits, put it into the state's constitution that now you're not limited to serving 3 2-year terms in the House, which is 6 years, 2 4-year terms in the Senate, which if you were one of 3 state representatives, you probably then became a state senator serving for 14 years. Well, it was limited, 6 in the House, 8 in the Senate. What did Proposal 1 do? 12 years in the House or 12 years in the Senate or any combination thereof. 4 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate. 8 years in the House, 4 years in the Senate. Any combination, but no more than 12 years of public service, of being an elected official. Well, as a carrot to get us to vote for it, Rich Studley, the previous CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, was pushing this garbage, extended the term limits, but they offered a carrot. And in addition to allowing them to serve 12 years, we're going to have transparency. You're going to be able to see all of their financial information, all their assets, all their liabilities, all their income streams, including those of their spouses. Everything about them needs to be transparent and out there for the public to review. Well, in fulfilling that constitutional amendment, the Michigan Department of State was forced to change and update their website. They had been using this system called MERTS. MERTS was horrible. Couldn't file your reports without the dang thing logging you off and you having to re-enter your password information, log back in, and start all over. Why? Because it didn't keep the information that you had already started inputting into the system. Antiquated piece of garbage. So, Michigan Department of State, they took bids. 2 companies submitted bids. One of them did not have the security protocols laid out in what they were proposing, therefore automatically giving it to this Tyler Technologies. Well, at a committee, oversight committee and subcommittee yesterday, Michigan Department of State said via Tina Anderson, she's the chief of staff for Jocelyn Benson, said that the Secretary of State and the Michigan Department of State won't sleep until the Michigan Transparency Network for campaigns, candidates, and the personal finance filings of elected officials meet the department's standards. She made this statement before a joint meeting between the House Oversight Committee and its subcommittee of general government. Anderson apologized on behalf of the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, for the letdowns to the filers and to the public for trying to access the new system. Anderson said that the Department of State has paused payments of $9.3 million that they entered into a contract with Tyler Technologies and had already given them a portion of that contract, but will pause all future payments until a satisfactory product is provided. Well, in the committee, Democrat State Representative Dylan Wegler of Garden City said that Tyler Technologies had a 14% profit margin. So he thinks it's reasonable for the state of Michigan to ask for a refund. Tyler Technologies Chief Administrative Officer Abby Diaz said there is no conversation about any refunds. However, they're having conversations about providing additional services at no cost to the state. Well, it's kind of interesting because this Plano, Texas-based firm has offices in 17 states. Their Michigan office is located on Long Lake Road in Troy, Michigan. Michigan Department of State Chief of Staff Tina Anderson also told the panel that they had to implement the Michigan Technologies upgrades. They had to provide for the Michigan Transparency Network by replacing the outdated Michigan Electronic Reporting and Tracking System, known as MERTS. They described it as an antiquated system that was difficult to update and needed to be replaced. Well, again, talking about the bidding process, they requested a proposal by the Department of State back in July of 2022. Two companies submitted bids, one of them being Tyler Technologies. However, the other bid did not meet security and legal requirements, so the contract was awarded to Tyler Technologies. Then, in November 2023, the legislature passed the implementation legislation that was required for personal finance disclosure laws based on, again, Proposal 1 of 2022. In that process, an interim filing system for personal finance was launched in March of 2024. And a staggered four-month launch of this new MITN software started December of 2024. Starting off with lobbying filings. Anybody who is a lobbyist had to file first. Continuing on, March of this year, just a couple of months ago, committee filings for new candidates. And then, the end of April of this year, the permanent personal finance disclosure portal launched. Well, several legislators cited articles about lawsuits being filed against Tyler Technology, which Diaz said multiple times were inaccurate. You can't trust everything you read just because it's printed in a news outlet on the internet, Diaz said. You also can't trust everything you hear from someone who works for a for-profit corporation that's here today defending themselves, said the Democrat State Representative Wegla. Well, Republicans on the committee, they had some comments and they even made a motion. Bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source